there are many Chicago broadcasting legends. Wally Phillips, Bob Gallins, Spike Odell, Eddie Schwartz, Orion Samuelson, Kevin Matthews. How did he get in there? Oh, well.
Come on, Uncle Jed, the party's starting. You hear that music?
Hey, this is Wolfpack Jock. And then you're listening to Kevin here, baby. What are you, goofy?
All right, we're celebrating National Radio Day, and it's Kevin Matthews, everybody. Kev, what's going on, brother?
How are you, Dave? Hi, everybody.
Is it wrong for two men to enjoy some time with each other behind the mic?
No, not at all. Not on a nice, summery Friday night.
A little sweaty night.
Oh, you're in cutoffs, hem cutoffs, by the way, and a nice silk tank top.
That's right.
Oh, a nice silk derby cap, and not at all.
What's going on? How's your summer been, brother?
You know, it's sad to say, it's like really flying by now.
It's been
really good. I'm gonna miss it. I gotta find a place. You know, and I'm never gonna find a place. And I all the people that go, I go to Florida. I go.
Oh, I see.
And you know, the farthest south I can get is maybe Fort Wayne,
Gary, Indiana. Yeah, was it Fort Wayne?
Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, I have no use for one snowflake.
No, I hear you. And you do get a little of that here, of course. Yeah, I know it's the Air and Water Show this weekend. Okay. So you might be hearing some things whipping by the window here. Hello.
Yeah, that's always a treat. And then the amount of boaters that are off Oak Street Beach. Man, yeah. There's been a lot of horrible boating accidents.
Yeah, there has.
Yeah, there has.
And you know what? That's a place that generally is a place for good-looking people to hang out on their yachts, and that's a thing.
Yeah, you might not want to float like on an inner tube.
No, I like Michigan.
All those prop boats.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
Other than that, it's been a beautiful summer. I certainly miss Chicago.
You know what? We talk about summer ending because kids are going back into school, and I know your grandkids are going, my kids are going back to school. Summer doesn't end till September. You can still have the weekends. You can still have the nights. I mean, I don't like cutting it off already, but, you know, I'm going to enjoy every minute of it until I feel that first leaf drop and that first cool night. So I think we're going to be okay. But it's National, you know, Radio Day, Saturday. And, you know, when I thought about doing this and celebrating this for the next couple hours, I invited you, I invited Gary Meyer, and we're going to do some radio stuff with some of the classic jocks from CFL and LS in the next hour. But, you know, why did you want to get into radio? Like, what was it for you that said, yeah, I want to do this?
It was an accident, because I was honestly going to become a teacher. And my roommate in freshman year, he was a med student. He had pot plants growing in the closet.
Remember this.
In our dorm room. And I watched him go to the community or the campus center, and he went downstairs, and I later found out that he was doing a radio show on the student-run radio station, which was really a great station. And I eventually went, you know, everybody went to the campus center, and I went down there, and I just really wanted to get involved because, I mean, that was the best platform that I could ever have started with. Literally, I was around people that made you do innovative radio, and we were playing music. Especially then, it was all British imports. So I and another guy would get British imports in, and we were playing the Sex Pistols, or we're playing the Clash, Madness, all this stuff that was coming overseas. We were playing it first, and it was just a wonderful place. The college professor who was in charge of all the students, he used to build computers, and he would drop acid and do these radio shows. Honestly, these radio shows for 2 days.
Wow.
Acid with all these computers and whatnot. And it was just the administration hated us.
Yeah,
Eventually, when I became a senior, now I'm doing mornings. This is before nobody had cell phones to wake yourself up.
Yeah, yeah.
You had a clock radio. And if I was late, the whole campus was late. and one morning, that's how you woke up to the station.
Yeah.
And I was really late. And I said, I'm sorry, but President Lubbers was murdered overnight. And I said, there's no school. The whole campus is a crime scene. And the station just, it immediately got closed down. They called the FCC, took the station away, and boom, we're gone.
You're gone.
God. Yeah, I'm a senior, and we didn't care because I got a gig downtown, but the radio station became a hair salon so students could learn about cutting hair.
But doing that in radio back then and being edgy, taking those chances and stuff, that's what it's all about. I mean, so radio can be very boring or could be a lot of fun based on the personality. But like who was an influence for you? Was it a radio person? Was it a comedian? Like what got in your head? Because you are one of the most original human beings on the planet. And what goes on in your head and comes out of your mouth is always amazing to me. I am in awe of you.
Well, thank you, Dave. I guess it was because music was so important, and we were doing radio shows. Like a friend, my roommate, and I had many. Stig, this guy looked he was wearing Ray-Bans, he looked like Link Ray. I mean, it was and he was scary looking, but I loved him to death, and he was just. He got all these British imports. But at the same time, we were doing radio shows. We did the Dos Equis Radio Hour. And we had, Steve and I had to drink a case of Dos Equis.
Oh, Jesus.
And we kept all the microphones open. And when we'd finish a beer, they were in glass bottles. We'd just break them against the cinder block walls. And we're playing, we got Spanish versions of like the Rolling Stones or all this Spanish music, but it was the Stones in Spanish or, 10 years after or whatever. And that was the kind of radio we did. The people that graduated with me at this radio station went on to do K-Fog and M. Dung went and did K-Fog and Barry O'Keefe in Chicago did years of news and Patty Hayes and, some really great people came out of this small little radio station.
That's very cool. Well, I was going to say, when the Loop came calling, AM 1000 and so forth, it was you, Gary, Steve, Brandmeier, more than 10 million listeners each week. And I mean, I remember when I was in high school, I just didn't shut off the radio. Like I had it on when I got in the car, when I was going to school, it was on when I went home and that. What it was all about, but I mean, comedy jams, golf outings, proms. I mean, you just blew up Chicago radio. You did.
We did, I couldn't have done it without the audience because we did everything together. We did everything together. We had kids together. We graduated together. We partied together, and the audience was that. They always say, like the home field advantage the people up in the stands help win these games. And I couldn't have done it without the audience. The audience was my third player, and they were very important players, and I love them. And we stay really close today. I mean, I know people that I met through the radio audience and their kids listening. So you've got second generation Kev heads, and I'm very honored. And I couldn't have done it in any other city but Chicago. Chicago was the perfect storm. I mean, to be able to work with Brandmeier and Steve and Gary and, greats like Chet Kopick and when the Bulls are new and we're the Chicago Bulls flagship and Michael Jordan and
that was the time. Yeah,
it was great. You had to listen.
You had to. We're celebrating National Radio Day, and Kevin will be in St. Charles in just a couple weeks. We'll talk about that. He's got some other projects, and we're going to invite Jim Shorts in reluctantly at some point. That idiot's going to join us. We'll do that next on 720 WGN.
Hey! Hey, sports fans, Jimmy Shorts here with Mr. Baseball. Harry?
Hello again, everybody.
Tell everyone.
We going to what?
What's your favorite memory in the broadcast booth?
Oh, brother, there's so many, you know. It'd probably be at the one time, a long doubleheader at Sportsman's Park as the Cardinals and the Brooklyn Dodgers are playing. Uh-huh. And I had quite a bit of a beer. And, of course, in a long inning, I couldn't excuse myself. Thank God for those wide-necked bottles, huh?
Thank you, Harry, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Jimmy, you idiot, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Dave.
Oh.
I'm here. I'm up on Beaver Island at my casino, and I invite everybody to fly in or take a boat. Beaver Island. Leave the kids. Just come and enjoy Beaver Island.
Can you leave them in the car?
Well, it's a long ways because you got to. It's out in the middle of Lake Michigan. Leave them in the car. Just crack the window a little bit.
By the way, I wanted to thank you for filling in for me. I don't know, it was a few months ago for that 20-minute, 16-minute show. I can't remember what it was.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I was planning on doing a 4-hour air shift. And then somebody in programming, we were only on for 2 minutes.
It was more than 2 minutes. It was more. I heard you're going to be doing this. First of all, Bears winning the first two preseason games. I know it doesn't mean much. We didn't play great teams. But you're going to be doing your pigskin picks coming up again, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, you can follow me on Facebook. By the way, Jeff Zuckerberg, if you're listening, you're an idiot. Okay, you're an idiot, and I'm not going to make fun of your hairline anymore. I just got out of Facebook jail. But you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm back with Dan Vick, my animator, Larry Wirt, the great Larry Wirt, who was general manager of the Loop. It's his project. This is our fifth year, and I had better wins than anybody on the score or ESPN.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did. In fact, you sent me a promo. We're going to play a little of that. Hang on a second.
Oh,
go
good.
Ahead. Roll tape.
Listen to this.
The return of the NFL is coming. And guess who's coming with it? Jim Shorts.
Hey, remember me? I'm Jim Shorts. I was 12-4 last year. I kicked ass. And, oh, I made you money during the playoffs. And I made you money on the Super Bowl. I took Cincinnati +4. The Rams won by 3. If you want to win this coming year, bet me. I am the bet.
Jim Shorts, the new NFL season is coming. Bet Jim Shorts. A whole new NFL season is coming.
Eat me.
Yep.
Are you excited about the new season here? You're excited about the Bears. I'm just asking.
Not really. I love the Bears. I love Mike Ditka, and I love the heritage. You know that. But I got them. They're going to suck as much as they did last year.
Okay, so the first two games of the preseason really don't lead you to believe there's anything coming out of this.
But, okay, you played the Seahawks. The Seahawks are abysmal, okay?
Yeah.
This year, they're down there. I mean, the Texans are the worst team in the NFL. I got the Falcons next, the Seahawks, and believe it or not, hate to say it, Bears aren't going to have a good year.
All right, we're going to track that, and we're going to talk to you. I think let's try to talk once a week and see where this is going to go, and we're going to see where your numbers end up and all of this. Kev, before I let you go, you are coming to Chicago in a couple of weeks to St. Charles for an event that's actually being recorded for a documentary.
Yeah, I've written a book, and I'm writing a follow-up book, Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope, and I'm going to be at St. Patrick Catholic Church in St. Charles on Wednesday, August 31st at 7 o'clock, Wednesday, August 31st at 7 o'clock, St. Charles, at St. Patrick Church there. And I'm really excited about this. This documentary is it's a great documentary, so I'm very happy. And we're going to do a follow-up book with Matthew Kelly, and I've been staying busy.
You've been staying busy. Elevator A Go-Go is another one. I mean, this is a project that's near and dear to you because obviously Chicago has been the birthplace of a lot of amazing bands and talent, and you want to continue that, especially in Chicago.
Yeah, and I'm looking for musicians that have original music. Elevator A Go-Go is a platform. We record, capture live musical performances. We're like Tiny Desk or Paste Studios, Jam in the Van. You can come. We've got this beautiful soundstage over in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we record performance artists. And you walk away with about an $18,000 media package.
No.
And we're looking for, it's really, it helps bands that are just on the verge of breaking. And you can write me or my partner, Bob, business partner, Bob, at Elevator A Go-Go on Instagram, and we'll get back. And I'm looking, I really want to get some musicians from Chicago because, you know, we get people from all over America. I want to just, I'm concerned. You have a lot of people around the country saying Chicago's not what it was musically, and I hate to differ. I know that there are some great musical acts, especially young ones coming up, and so I would really love you to represent Chicago, all styles of music. Elevator A Go-Go on Instagram, and I'd love to have you come over, and we'll shoot you.
Kevin, I will see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I will, and God bless everybody over on WGN that's listening, and you're always good to me, and Dave, thank you for all your support and everything, and Chicago, I miss you, and there's a lot coming out. Larry Wirt is working on a Loop documentary that is absolutely brilliant, and when that breaks, it's going to be great.
It's going to be big. It's absolutely going to be big. Jimmy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Dave.
You're still an idiot.